It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Delighted to be bringing you this timely Law of Attraction podcast. We're having a ton of fun bringing you these podcasts every day, Monday through Friday, because we are on a mission. What is that? What do they say in the Blues Brothers? We are on a mission from God. No, we want to bring the power of the Law of Attraction to as many lives as we possibly can. Because we believe that when people are empowered, they make good decisions. Our society is improved. Our country's improved. Our world is improved. The best way to feed somebody is to teach them how to fish. And that's what we do. We teach people how to fish deep into the universe, uncover their deepest desires, and manifest them into their lives. What do you want? Come on now. Open up. Be a kid again for 20 seconds. What do you want? Do you want a new car? A new home? Do you want perhaps a new job? A new career? Do you want to live somewhere else? Do you want your soulmate? Do you want to have an incredible marriage? What is it you want? You can have it. It's yours. It's already there. It's up to you now to simply manifest it through your intentions, through your beliefs, and through your actions. Remember, there is no attraction without action. We're talking about 12 secrets to happiness and success in regards to the Law of Attraction today. And, you know, to me, one of the big secrets is when I get the Law of Attraction working with me rather than against me. When I have the Law of Attraction working in my favor rather than working in a counter direction. Oh, it's so painful. But we all do that. We all have these limiting beliefs. And as we remove these limiting beliefs, we become open to everything. And that's what these 12 secrets are about. So we're going to talk about those in just a moment. I'm going to share them with you. They're very empowering. But I have to tell you that we put together, Rachel and I put together an incredible book. And I'm not bragging, okay? This book has been on the drawing table. It has been written and rewritten over, 10 times over 20 years. It's called Magical Energy Healing, the Ruach Healing Method. That's R-U-A-C-H. It means prana or life force in Kabbalah or Hebrew. This book has over 350 pages, has tons of diagrams. It takes you step by step on how to empower your life by learning to manipulate the energy field around you. And you can use it for healing. That's what it's designed for. But you can use it for other things as well. But imagine having the ability to really, truly bring about healing. Now, look it. I'm an 18th degree Grand Master in Reiki. I love Reiki. It works. But when you add the Ruach Healing Method to whatever else you are doing, whether it's Reiki, whether it's healing touch, pranic healing, prayer, whatever, it's like putting nitro, you know, it's like an explosion takes place. So listen to this timeout. And as you listen to it, make a note, and after the program, get your copy of Magical Energy Healing, the Ruach Healing Method. We'll be right back.
After 20 years of research and testing, and after live seminars all over the world, now available for the first time in print, the most powerful form of energy healing and manipulation in the world is available to non-initiates of the ancient mystery schools. This book is a must-have book for your metaphysical library. If you engage in energy work, Reiki, Theta, Pranya, or healing of any type, then you need this book. Get your copy of Magical Energy Healing, the Ruach Healing Method by mystics, magicians and miracle mentors Robert Zink and Rachel Haas. Newly released to the public, this book contains 350 power-packed pages on how to change your reality, overall health and well-being through the use of energy, the mind and the law of attraction. Robert Zink is an 18th degree Grand Master in Tiate, Reiki, and Grand Founding Master of the Ruach Healing Method. Rachel Haas is a Reiki Master, Certified Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach and an Adept Master Teacher of the Ruach Healing Method. Together, they have unveiled to you a book filled with over 45 diagrams and step-by-step instructions on magical energy healing that causes miraculous-like results. Learn how to apply the holy power of the Sacred Tree of Life to healing. Learn which angel to invoke to create almost instantaneous miracle healing. Learn how to empower your Reiki to the next level. Become certified in the Ruach Healing Method. Once you have read this book and begin applying what you learn, you will be amazed. This book is taking the healing community by storm. Get your copy now. Magical Energy Healing, the Ruach Healing Method, is available on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. If you want to heal yourself and heal others, if you want vibratory power over energy, if you want to take your Law of Attraction skills to the next level, then you need to get Magical Energy Healing, the Ruach Healing Method. Don't delay. Claim your copy today.
I can't emphasize enough the importance of this book to anyone who wants to be a healer, who really wants to kick their healing practice to the next level. Are you a massage therapist? Are you a doctor, a physician, a chiropractor? The Ruach Healing Method is the book you really want to get. This isn't fluff stuff. This isn't fluff stuff. This is the real deal. Okay, it's available on Amazon.com. We're talking about these 12 secrets. Number one, big one. Don't dwell on the past. Set intentions and goals for the present and the future. Do not spend your time looking backward. Rather, spend your time looking forward. No matter what happened in the past, that's where it will remain. It can't be changed. Nothing can be done about it. So if you made a mistake, own up to the mistake and move forward. Keep your focus on your present moment and your future. And you do that by setting goals. You do that by setting out an intention with the universe. You do that by taking action in the direction of your dreams. Number two, make a commitment to improve daily. Always improving. I call it AI. Not artificial intelligence. Always improving. You know, that's one of the things that's so important, because as you get older, you might lose power with your muscle, but you can gain power with your brain. Look for ways to improve yourself every day, physically, mentally, emotionally, psychologically. Little things. Try holding your pen in the opposite hand for a while. You know, take the stairs instead of the elevator. park your car at the furthest parking spot in the lot and walk to the store versus driving around for 20 minutes looking for the closest spot. It's always seemed ridiculous to me. You've got a chance to get some exercise in. And then when you walk to the store, walk fast. You know, you're looking for ways to improve your body, to improve your mind. Read books. Have an audio program going at all times. Every time you get in that car, you need to have an audio program going that empowers your life. Okay? Improve daily. Always improving. AI. Just remember that. AI. Always improving. Number 3, focus on positive thoughts about yourself. You know, I understand that that is common for people to have negative thoughts about themselves. But those negative thoughts about yourself, whatever they may be, take you nowhere. They do nothing. So focus on positive thoughts about yourself. If you are doing push-ups and all of a sudden you notice that you feel good doing these push-ups, you feel strong, make that a positive thought. If you write something and you write a paragraph or a chapter, you know, focus on that positive thought about yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, wow, I'm not getting older, I'm getting better. And focus on those positive thoughts, whatever they may be. Have a sense of purpose. What is your purpose? You know, Rachel and I met a man who I think was in his 90s. He was on a walker. He's pretty bent over. Had to be in his 90s yesterday. And he was at a magic shop, you know, where they sell tricks. And he was buying a magic trick because he still wants to entertain people where he lives. He lives in an elderly community of some sort. So he wants to be able to provide some entertainment. You know, he has a sense of purpose. What is your sense of purpose? What's really important to you? Number 5, eat clean, exercise, and live clean. Eat clean and exercise. You know, I don't eat clean every day, but I try to eat as clean as I possibly can. Try to get some exercise. If you can't fit it into your schedule, you know, again, then you can organize it into your schedule. I had a friend of mine who was a teacher at a university and also a full-time psychologist. And he says, you know, I don't really have time to exercise, so I do things like park my car at the furthest spot and kind of walk real fast. And I do things like take the stairs and that kind of stuff. Do whatever you can. Wherever you're at, you know, that's the key. Do whatever you can wherever you're at. Number 6, never compare yourself to others. I mean, there's nothing to be gained by that. You know, other people may have had different circumstances. They may have had different help. They may have had different opportunities. You know, they've attracted different things into their life than you have. So there's no value in comparing yourself. You're on a different path, and your path isn't any better or any worse than anyone else's. It's just different. There are no better paths, okay? They're just different paths. Embrace change. Embrace change. Look, change is going to happen whether you like it or not. So if you're fighting it, you're constantly in a state of agitation. But if you're embracing it, you're in a state of elation and happiness. So embrace it. Some changes change is not always good just for the sake of change, but change happens. So embrace the fact that you are part of a changing world. Put passion into your life again. Number 8. Whatever you have to do, physical passion, emotional passion, you know, intellectual passion, get the passion. You know, all week long, I've been thinking about this Shakespeare in the Park thing that they do around here. and I felt a certain passion for it. You know, not that I'm a huge Shakespeare buff, but I like Shakespeare. And it brings out a certain aspect to my personality that I can't get from watching an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. You know? And I get passionate about that. I get passionate about my golf or about my camping or hiking or whatever we do. I want there to be passion in your life. You know, make it important. Make it one of those special moments. Next, take responsibility. You are responsible. You have attracted at some level everything that happens in your life, the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know? And I know we don't like hearing that. We are spiritual beings. And because we're spiritual beings, we're much broader and deeper than we even begin to realize. We don't know what we brought into this world with us. We don't know what we're taking to our next dimension, next level, wherever we go. But, we are responsible for the things that we attract into our life. Well, the next one is curiosity. You ever hear the saying, we have two cats. Curiosity killed the cat. And there's probably some truth to that. I never understood that phrase until I had two cats that are curious about anything new in the house. But, you know, you don't have to put yourself at risk to be curious. Just be curious about life. Be curious about people. Be curious about yourself. Be curious about nature. Have this overwhelming sense of curiosity. Well, the next one comes from Stephen Covey, the late great Stephen Covey, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Highly recommend you get the book or audio program. And he talks about the difference between the circle of influence and the circle of concern. Look, I have a circle of concern. I'm concerned about what's going on in the Middle East. I'm concerned about what's going on with these big corporations. I'm concerned what's going on in politics. I'm concerned with, you know, there's a lot of concerns, but I can't do anything about those specifically. What I can do is focus on my circle of influence. What are the things that I can do? I do this podcast every day. I talk with clients every day. You know, we do workshops and seminars and write books. Those are the things I can affect. So I need to put my energy on my circle of influence. Spend a little less time on my circle of concern. Well, number 12, I always end with this one because this one kind of wraps everything up, and that is gratitude. Be grateful for everything that you've had, but also be grateful for everything that is coming into your life that you're manifesting. You know, give gratitude for the new home that you're going to move into. Be grateful for the dream vacation you're going to take. Express gratitude for the soulmate that you are attracting, whatever it is. Get into that state of gratitude right now. Well, we are out of time, but we will be back with another podcast shortly, within 24 hours. So thank you so much for listening. Remember to always pay it forward. Come on now. You're out there, and if it's hot out, carry some water in your car for the homeless. You know, you see somebody asking for money, give them a bottle of water. You know, they're working hard too, right? Standing out in that sun. Whatever you want to do. Buy somebody a cup of coffee at Starbucks, the next person in line. Just pay it forward. It feels good. It really does. If we all start doing it, the world becomes just a little bit better. Thank you so much for listening. I am Robert Zenk, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.